The five-part reading system. Number one, prepare. Try to prepare yourself mentally for reading by creating a positive and interested attitude. Focus your attention on what you are about to read. Clarify your purpose and how you will use the information. Think about what you already know about the subject before you begin reading. Prepare yourself physically by being rested and read during high-energy times. Eliminate distractions by choosing a study area that encourages concentration. Number two, preview. A quick survey of the chapter you are about to read will give you a general overview. Pay attention to the title, introduction, chapter objectives, main ideas, connections between concepts, terms, and formulas. This information will set the stage for your reading. Look at the visuals, any illustrations, and key and bold-faced words. These elements will help clarify the main ideas of the subject. By gaining a general understanding of the assignment, you will be better prepared to read the material actively and to understand the classroom lecture. Number three, predict questions. Change every section heading into a question. For example, if the section heading is the sensory organs, ask yourself, what are the sensory organs? As you read, predict test questions and search for answers. Ask who, what, where, when, why, and how. The more questions you ask, the better prepared you'll be to find answers, and the more prepared you'll be for test questions. Number four, pick out key words. Outline, underline, and highlight key words, main ideas, definitions, facts, and important concepts. Look for main concepts, supporting points, and answers to the questions you have raised. Develop an outline using either a traditional or a mind map. Number five, paraphrase. Paraphrase, summarize, and review. Write a short summary and then recite it aloud. Practice reciting this summary right after class and again within 24 hours of previewing the chapter. Review your summary several times until you understand the material and can explain it to someone else. To help you remember main points at the end of each major section, recite aloud and in your own words. During your study team meetings, take turns reviewing and listening to one another's summaries. Carry note cards with you so you can review questions, answers, and summaries.